For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
I have two dogs. I have two American Bulldogs. I've had them since they were puppies. They don't like each other. You just have to let them go. But, you know, they still both of them are good dogs.
That classic Southern sound is common in the Palmetto State. But not every South Carolinian sounds the same, says Paul Reed, who earned his Ph.D. in linguistics at the University of South Carolina. There are about four main areas in the state where the Southern dialect differs.
You've got Charleston and its surrounding area. Then you've got the PD region. Then you've got the Midlands and a good portion of the upstate, which are what you might want to call classically Southern. The lowland South is another sort of term for it. And then you've also got the upper part of the upstate, so it's almost more like Appalachia and Appalachian English.
Other factors that affect the accent are the age, race, and sex of the speaker, and how strongly he or she identifies with the area. Reed cited a common sound spoken by many Southerners.
It's called the monophthongization of the diphthong I, and that's where I becomes like I.
I coached baseball 13 years. The baseball player I played for me hit a home run. That was it for him. He was done. He couldn't hit anymore. Always trying to hit a home run.
Now, that doesn't happen as much in Charleston. It's one of those things, sort of the historical anomalies, because pretty much the rest of the state has some of that monophthongization where I sounds like I. So in Charleston, you don't get that.
But according to USC linguist Stan Dubinsky, there's another variety that is almost unique to the Charleston area.
One of the notable features of Charleston's accent is what we call R-lessness, R-dropping. People from there call it Charleston, not Charleston, right? And so the lack of the R is notorious for being, you know, a characteristic feature.
Most people remember that famous Charleston accent as typical of the late Senator Fritz Hollings. But strangely, Dubinsky said, dropping the R can have different connotations in different places.
Here in South Carolina, dropping the R's, if you're from Charleston, sounds very uppity. Sounds a little bit like you think a lot of yourself, and you are very possibly proud of the fact that you're from Charleston. When you drop the R's in New York, it's a mark of lower class English. So when people say New York, they're not really indicating that they belong to the upper classes. In fact, the reverse.
Some people have feared over the years that exposure to national radio and television would erase regional accents and produce a general American sound. Not so, said Reed.
What it really is that because you learn to speak through interaction with other people, with your parents, with your caretakers, with your neighbors and your friends, you don't interact with the TV. You don't interact with the radio. We think that there will be this impact, but we really don't find it.
Reed said there's no real difference between an accent and a dialect. One very distinct variety, said Dubinsky, is the Gullah dialect that developed on the Sea Islands. Because of its isolation, it has changed very little. But it has not thrived over time, he said, because change is inevitable for all forms of speech.
Language changes. Language always changes. There's nothing that will ever stop language change.
Whether people say y'all, I'm fixin' to, I used to could, or Charleston, both linguists said people should respect and enjoy their varieties of speech because it's part of the richness of Southern culture. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.